Pokemon podcast for all news, information, and updates. This is Bulbacast Season 2.
This is Bulbacast Season 2, Episode 18. And with me tonight is someone who we have not heard from in ages, but doggone it, she's here, she's back, and boy, she's ready for a wonderful Bulbacast. Welcome, Pi.
Hello.
Missing from last week, very glad to have him back, is your friend and mine, Archaic from Bulbagarden.
Hey guys, good to be back.
All right, and also with us is going to be Alexandra, also known as Kasumi, from Bulbagarden. She's an admin on the forums, and she is also one of the operators in the Bulbagarden chat.
Hello there.
And another Bulbagarden operator, and also runs his own site, Brinstar Depths, we have Dratini927.
Hey, guys.
We also have James, who runs the Bulbagarden chat, and also is an admin on the forums, as well as the Smogon forums. Say hello, James. Misty.
Hi.
And cannot forget about your friend and mine, Pokemon Palace Network, Steve. PPN, say hi.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
And we have a wonderful, refreshing, happy Bulbacast for you guys tonight.
Indeed.
All right, and now we're going to do our first call-in for this evening, and our first call-in is going to be someone who we haven't had in here before, but is named Pikachu Trainer. He's answered some of the questions of the week before, so you listeners probably know him from there, and now he's going to be a call-in. So, without further ado, welcome Pikachu Trainer. Hello.
Hi, Pikachu Trainer. Welcome to Bulbacast.
Hello. Hi. Well, hi. First of all, so really sorry to hurt your ears. Okay, like, my first question is, with all the 10th movie footage and all the plot lines, are we not sure that Darkrai is on the third cover?
That's a good question, actually. I mean, Darkrai would probably be the third legendary with the way things are going, but they could always spring something completely different on us. Wouldn't be the first time.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Suicune end up as the one for Crystal, and really, Suicune didn't make all that much sense there, did he?
No.
Suicune, why not one of the others?
But in GSC, we barely had any legends left. It was just Ho and Lugia. But in this case, we have so many worlds and legends in the fourth gen.
I actually think that Darkrai and Arceus... Arceus would be the one I would think would be for the third game, but both Darkrai and Arceus are kind of out of the running because they're up... If you think about it, they're only event exclusive, so it wouldn't make sense to have a game about them.
Actually, that's a point. Do we have...
It might be Giratina or Regigigas.
I'm thinking Giratina because...
Giratina.
However you say it, nobody cares.
Kind of thing is Dialga and Palkia. It's got this base stat total. It's part dragon. I think I checked it, what it move pool it would have at level 47, and it seems like it would work. So I think that would be... I think that's... It has the best chance, basically.
What I'm wondering is what... I mean, Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald, that was kind of obvious. Crystal was a little bit of a more guessing, but I have absolutely no idea what a companion to a Diamond and a Pearl would be.
Yeah.
I was actually talking to someone about this the other day, and we came up with so many possibilities, from things like Jade to Opal to... there's just so much that you could do that kind of fits the pattern, but you're just not sure. I think no matter what they pick, they're going to catch us off guard with the third one.
Yeah, if you were going to have a Giratina, what color would you have for the color?
I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be really hard to tell.
It'd probably
black.
But would they have just black? They don't seem to be going for normal colors anymore.
Yeah.
Regigigas and Heatran both seem really unlikely to me. And we were like looking at a bunch of them. Cresselia, I think it looks like it could be, like, just based on the colors, but it already has two of the colors that are already used, and the third one that is used is like a pale gold, and what would that be? I don't know.
Could it perhaps pull a gold-silver crystal and use one of those psychic trio?
If it did, it would probably be Mez Spirit, and that would be another red, so I don't think so. It could be Uxie, I guess, because that one's actually yellow, but then why would Mez Spirit have all the focus in this game? Like, it stands out the most out of the three. I don't know.
I don't see them choosing one of those three at all.
Yeah. I think they could do almost anything, and we can't really guess here. They give us way too many legendaries to give an educated guess here. There's a lot of speculation you can do, but nobody can really say for sure, I think.
I'd like to hear a few more opinions on this, actually, because I don't think I've actually seen people discuss it.
I haven't seen any topic on the forums about it, but when I discussed it, it was in, like, a messenger chat, so I think, actually, this could be a huge topic of discussion that we probably could kick off, because I don't think anyone could make any, really solid guess. I mean, emeralds, that wasn't really a surprise, but here they could do almost anything, and I don't think any of us could see where it's coming.
I actually do think Mesbird is actually a good point. I didn't think about that before, but the way it's given special significance in the plot of purple.
The problem is, though, if you think about the colors, we have a bluish one and we have a reddish one. So probably whatever it is, it's not going to be a bluish or a reddish one, which Mez Spirit is a reddish one. It's Uxie, that's the only one that's not.
Wait a second. If we think about gold, silver, crystal, you have gold, which I guess is kind of a yellowish, and then you've got silver, which is kind of a bluish, and then you've got crystal, which is another bluish.
Mm.
So
silver is more
grayish. Gold and silver was kind of weird because they didn't really. I mean, we can kind of make gold into a red and silver into a blue, but they really didn't fit that color scheme as well as the other things they have. I mean, Diamond and Pearl, we thought we were, like, really confused because we thought that those were both going to be white, and they actually kind of made them red and blue. But Gold and Silver didn't really have a color scheme. Kind of gold-red, kind of silver-blue, but really, you can't say it for sure.
Mm.
Here, I really don't know what to say. I mean, Mez Spirit seems like it would be the natural choice if it weren't.
I don't see any of them being the choice because they'd have to choose between one of those three, and neither of the first two games focused on either of them as well, so I don't see them choosing one of those, which would be completely unrelated to the first two games.
There's no more Pokemon that we don't know about yet, like that haven't been released yet, are there?
No, we know about all of them. That is in there.
Okay, but I mean, like, there's no Pokemon that we know it's not possible to get in the game whatsoever at this point in time.
We've seen the four event Pokemon, Mandy and Darkrai, Shaymin, and Arceus. They all have their special event items that we've found.
Yeah, but okay. I don't think they're going to make a version based on a Pokemon you can't get in game besides through an event.
Did you have another question you wanted to bring up?
We have some more questions.
Yes, Well, how do you think the Beacon app suits the anime of the 500th overall? What were you expecting? Something better?
Episode number 500. I remember seeing that was... Well, the recent episode was number 500.
Beacon app?
Yeah, I was just...
Actually, according to the Bulbapedia, that's actually the next episode, unless they're counting one that we don't have yet.
Depends on your counting scheme, but I don't think next week's is anything of interest.
Well, I don't know. Well, Brock is getting an egg. That's kind of an event, I think.
Indeed.
But it's not the big kind of thing you'd expect from a milestone.
It's a cosplay contest. That's kind of a milestone.
I mean, just look at it. It's 5,000.
I mean, think about the 10th anniversary episodes. Those weren't kind of really huge bang wow, except maybe the Pikachu one, and then that's really kind of a, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the next episode. I mean, hey, I know it's probably just because I'm a Brock.
Any other questions you got, Pikachu Trainer?
Yeah, last one. How long do you think this Wi-Fi hype is going to last? I mean, just look at these chat rooms. Bulbagan, Pocket Monsters, Cerebi. They're booming. You can basically even open SCPS these days.
Oh, yeah. Freaking hype for Wi-Fi. It's going to last for a long time. Yeah. What everyone's always wanted from Pokemon anyway.
Oh, God.
How long do you think it'll last?
Between this and the trainer customization in Battle Revolution, I'm a very happy fan girl right now. They have given us exactly what I've been asking for years. Mm.
At least a year. I mean, we haven't even had the European release of these games yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And once you've got Battle Revolution out there as well, there's going to be huge amounts of people doing online battling who couldn't before when it was just unofficial things like net battle. It's gonna...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's gonna stay around with us for a long time now. It's finally regained some of its earlier popularity.
The Japanese are still using it, and now we have it, and we'll still be using it when the British get it, and elsewhere in the world as well.
Australia has a huge fan base right now.
I love the global
Australia does have a huge fan base right now. It's picked up a bit in the last few years because of how prominent the Pokemon TCG has recently become over here, and we expect it to grow even further at this point. But the games aren't coming out until, I think, October. No, it's July or October? I have to check this.
July.
So they actually sent me an SMS here telling me about it. So here it is. No, June 21. So.
That's closer.
Yeah, that's even closer. Before the British get it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Bye.
It's good to hear new faces
thank
here.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Always good to have new people on.
We do appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for being on the Bobblecast. Done it.
See
you.
Bye.
Wow, that was great.
That was a good call.
Yeah, Pikachu Train is from...
India.
From India.
It's always nice to get people from around the world calling in, not just Americans. I mean, no problem getting Americans to call in, but it's nice to have a bit, like, different perspectives on things and hearing from people who might not usually be as involved in the Pokemon community online.
Next, we're going to get a call-in from Great Britain, whose name is Shaded Sprider. Hello, Shaded Sprider. How are you this evening?
Hello.
Hello. I'm good. Well... It's not really evening here. It's about 5 a.m. now.
It's almost midnight here.
I'm merry old England.
Welcome to Bobblecast.
Yes, welcome. It's good to see some
welcome.
Guys.
Hello.
It's always good to have some Brits in here, even though we realise just how inconvenient it must be for you.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, I was just awake. It's not like I've anything better to do at 4 a.m. 5 a.m.
You're like me.
Besides sleeping,
you stay up all night.
Sleep.
So what's your questions this week?
That's the thing. I think I hadn't really planned that in my head, but I'm just saying I've just started to get back into the Pokemon with the release of Diamond and Pearl. I've been gone for ages. Yes, I actually went just after Crystal came out in the UK, I think. I've stopped following the anime since about quarter of the way through Johto.
Don't blame
and me. Just wondering, what would be the quickest way to get back in, up to speed with everything?
Bulbapedia.
Blank yourself advertisement.
Bulbapedia. Go read every article on there right now.
Might be a bit hard. There's a few thousand articles.
And we're missing a lot of episode guides. Anyway.
That's just it right there. You need to get some episode guides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the easiest way to get back into the Pokemon fandom, if you're a returning person, and I mean, I think a lot of other people are having the same issue you are right now, would be simply to go on some of the major forums and start reading. You don't even necessarily need to post. Just lurk and read and see what what everyone
like
else is talking about. Yeah.
We
like lurkers.
Yeah. I love forums a lot. I'm an internet stalker of sorts. I lurk on a lot of forums.
No, it's alright. You can say stalk.
Okay, I'll say stalk. I've got to start stalking on the Bulbar Garden forums. I was a member of the forums about in 2001, before the whole server got too costly and everything. Everything went for a couple of months, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, what's happened?"
Yeah, it's a bit crazy back then.
I remember back then that the servers stopped like the other week and stuff like that happened. It was back in the days when the 56 modem, where the people were really lucky.
Oh, I remember that. I can't exactly call it the good old days now. I remember how slow everything was to load. To get back to the question, the easiest way to catch up is generally just to read what's going on the forums and try to get involved with what's going on now and really not worry so much about what you've missed out.
Recent changes on Bulbapedia. It's actually a good way to figure out what the heck is going on in like the Pokemon world, because when there's something new, people try to add it as quickly as possible to the Bulbapedia. And if you watch the recent changes, you know what just changes when it happened.
That actually sounds like a good idea. You talked about the old forums. I can remember three of the old forums from, well, back in the day. Bulbar Garden, which I believe was the first one I went to and probably the first message board I ever saw. I remember Togepi's message board, which was part of the Caterpie Forest or Frosty Forest.
Yep, that's
and the other one, which I'm actually still a member now, and that's another one, which is Pokemon Digimon United. I actually met the person who owns that last one.
Never even heard of
that. Yeah, I don't think that one's still around. I know it was big for a little while, but it's
now not. It's only still really not active. Like they took this message, but now it's just the people from back in the day just talking about life, really.
So raise your hand if you feel old right now.
Yes, I feel old.
I remember going.
You don't even.
Just, I think you guys think you're old.
How old is everyone actually here?
I'm 18. I remember joining the stuff, going online and stuff, like when I was like 9.
I'm 32.
I was a
and Steve
weird.
Is like 15.
I was 80.
He's getting
that. And I'm in my early 20s.
Be making me ancient like that.
Never tell us your real age.
Early 20s, popping actually before, but we can. We could say 28 and then just mock you until you think you're 28 years old until you tell us that you're real age.
Any more questions for this evening?
I don't have any more questions at all.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on, by the way.
No problem.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Anytime. Welcome back to the Pokemon Fandom.
Indeed.
Yeah,
we'll see you at the forums.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to post the intro topic right now.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Take care, and come
see
to the
later.
Chat soon.
Bye. Thanks again for the call.
Bye-bye.
That was an interesting call-in. Those are some good call-ins we had this evening, and I'm really glad that we're getting some people from other parts of the world in. You know, that was fun. What do you guys think?
I thought that was great.
Good diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Indeed. So now, I do believe we're going to try to collect some ad revenue and run some commercials.
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
Hey, Bippa, what's wrong? You don't look so great.
I'm not feeling so great. I ate a whole bunch of cheese. Now I'm, how do you say it? Constipated.
You mean constipated? Well then, Bippa, you need the newest product out on the market today called Snorlaxatives. Just take one of these chocolatey-covered tablets and chew them down and brace yourself.
Guess I could try one. Nothing yet. Oh, I'm feeling a little rumbly in my tumbly. Oh my god, I've gotta go!
There you go, Bippa, good as new. And remember, these are Snorlaxatives, the only Pokemon laxative for big problems.
Thank you. Oh, that's much better.
Snorlaxatives available at all Pokemon Marts.
Well, that commercial, I don't think, collected us any ad revenue. But now, you know, kind of interested to see how many people here have been catching the Japanese anime for Pokemon and where they think it's headed right now and all that good stuff. So, who all seen it? What all do you think? Let's talk.
I've seen up until the most recent episode. I haven't seen the Bee Queen episode yet, unfortunately. I've only seen the screenshots, though they do look quite great. I think what's really caught my attention most is how much more they're putting into the gym leaders. A few people have picked up on it, but I mean, for Roark, or what's his Japanese name again?
Kyota,
that's right. Well, for him, we had a full four episodes. It was four, right? Yeah, one for
yeah.
We've had a full four episodes. And then the second gym leader, we've seen her once, but Ash lost, and he's going to have to rechallenge her again. So that's yet another one that they're actually putting more than one episode.
Yeah.
We never seen
and he again. Doesn't even know she's the gym leader.
Oh, yeah. And she has so much personality. Oh, my God, I love her.
She's great.
This is one of the reasons why I really want to see the Bee Queen episode, because this has been a really great, like, mini-arc here with Cheryl and Natane, and they're both great characters, and this is just such a great little mini thing. And I admit that I do love the Brock abuse.
of course I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm raising more Brock Pokemon now, you know. In Diamond
and Pearl.
Are you?
No surprise.
Brock abuse.
Yeah, I gotta say, as much as it sucks to see him in pain, it is beautiful whenever Krogunk stops him.
I still am not going to get used to that Pokemon.
I love Krogunk.
I love it too. It's just great.
I was so about it before because, I mean, I love frogs, but it is pretty creepy. But yeah. I think I'm definitely starting to see how it's creepy in a good way.
I don't know. I think it's in an annoying way.
No.
If I had that thing with me all the time, I have a plushie.
Yes, me too.
Oh yeah,
plushies.
Can't go there.
But
it would go
I
in
want
the
a
box.
Manaphy plushie. Yeah.
I want plushies of the psychic trio. I only just noticed that they would make really, really great plushies, and I want them.
Yeah, because they'll be real
Maybe.
Size.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, real size
so
too.
So tiny.
I want a Palkia plushie.
Full size. At Anime Boston, I was actually discussing the possibility of making full size like Onyx and Whale Lord plushies, and just how difficult that would be. But how worth it would be.
Well,
if we're doing
one,
so we could
world.
Actually do a
Wailord plushie would cost like $1,000.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, nobody wants a Wailord plushie anyway. I guess we would just drop that one.
I want a Gadavork plushie. Or a Valks or a
Charizard.
Curlio.
Full size. I'll be happy.
I want a Buizel.
Anyway, back on subject.
Yeah. Well, cosplay. Hey,
okay.
Oh yeah, so the most recent episode, the upcoming episode with cosplay. Have you seen the screenshots? Exactly.
Oh yeah, wow. That's great. I mean, the best Politoed.
Yes, and I gotta admit that making Mairena into Suicune, very cool idea.
Oh, clever!
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun episode.
What is Hikari on making her Pochalma into Weedle?
Weedle? Yeah, what?
Piplup world of Weedle. That's not a logical train of thought for me.
Dressing
up a penguin as a worm. What is she on?
Well, why not? Well, penguins are worms.
They look nothing alike.
No.
But it works.
This problem looks a little bit like Politoed.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting episode to watch, nonetheless.
Definitely. I concur completely.
It's going to be fun. And probably hilarious,
yes,
too.
Definitely.
And it.
Can't wait.
Interesting. And... anything else that we can mention on that?
How much better Dawn is than May, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
controversy.
Ouch.
Well, yeah. You know who's going to start up and all that.
Yeah, I know, but come on. She is really, really cool. I don't.
Yes.
Well, she's more confident than May was at the beginning.
And less whingy.
Yeah, she's really girly, but it's not in, like, a pathetic way. It's in a really upbeat and hip way, you know?
Yeah, she just brings more in the anime.
Yeah, I like this. I think this is a group I like as much as the original trio.
No, I don't like her as much as Misty, but she's
only
in four and three episodes, so... But...
Well, I said almost.
Yeah. I don't think any of the females they bring in can top Misty as far as her character and overall character.
Well, they could perhaps, but they'd need a long time to develop the character to that level.
Which they've obviously not been doing because May was here for, what, two seasons?
Yeah, four. Exactly.
So, how long is Dawn going to be here? Probably this season and maybe one more. Maybe.
Two more, maybe.
Well, you mean Saga. I think you're talking sagas rather than the seasons.
Yeah.
Well,
Advanced Generation was like three seasons.
Yeah. And then Frontier was another season. So we're talking four seasons for May. Misty had about...
Yeah, but I'm talking about Japanese seasons, and that's basically sagas.
No, Japanese seasons are actually 13 episodes. So it's a lot longer than that.
Both characters, Misty was around for, regardless of how many seasons it was, she was around for about 250 episodes. May was around 200, about 200 episodes. So it's still about the same amount of time, theoretically, because obviously if you look at Kanto, it's a lot faster paced and stuff like that. But I think the timing is still, there's still a similar amount of time for the development. It was just, wasn't used as well. That's what I think.
They never made her that deep of a character because they probably figured she was a throwaway character when they first brought her out.
Maybe so.
I think at the start they showed more signs of developing her than they actually acted on, like with the whole being afraid of Pokemon thing, and they dropped that instantly.
You have a point.
She could have been a much deeper character than she ended up being. You know?
She got a lot more character development right at the end with the...
then she got some stuff.
Yeah, but...
But then it was too late.
Yeah, that plot line really needed to have been done, say, mid-Hoenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally, I think Brock's got the most character development out of any character, but that's just me.
It kind of seems like Dawn is a little bit of a copy of May in the sense that the contest... Because now we had May in the contest, and now Dawn and her mom is, like, all contest.
Yeah, I kind of wish they wouldn't have done that. I wish they would have put her in as a battler.
Something different.
Make somebody else do the contest. Make Brock Dawn do the contest. We wouldn't mind. You could totally see Brock.
Look at Misty, for instance. Misty ran a Pokemon Gym. She wasn't, you know, she fought alongside everyone else. Whereas now it seems like...
I mean, they all do when they do the Team Rocket, for the, you know, the Agonist battle, but Misty had a goal at one point.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Water Pokemon Master.
She was actually...
She wanted to be master and get her gym back from her sister.
I actually have a note that, like, as far as characters go, she was the one who actually least knew what she wanted to do. I mean, you look at the episode with Dr. Proctor, and Ash is like, I want to be a Pokemon master. Brock's like, I want to be the best Pokemon breeder. She's like, I want to be the best everything. Okay, Misty.
Well, you kind of have to be if you're a gym leader, though, don't you?
You were wound in your skills?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she meant, and they just didn't know how to word
it
right.
If you think about Brock, he said he wants to be the best breeder. We haven't really seen much of the Brock, the breeder person, much.
Unfortunately.
That kind of went away after the end of Kanto,
didn't
it?
We've seen him make Pokemon food. That's about all we've seen.
We have seen it come up several times. It's come up in conversation, and when Pokemon are sick, it's come up mostly in caretaking. The reason we don't see it as much is because it's not very action oriented. One of the reasons I've been really eager for him to get a baby Pokemon is because that's part of what a breeder does.
And yet,
for some reason, in Battle Frontier, a lot of the babies went to Mei. Nobody knows why.
Well, didn't Brock get one baby?
Yeah, he got Bonsly, and now he's finally getting an egg, which really is kind of backwards because he's like one of the last people to get an egg.
I'd just like to mention one thing quickly, going back to what was said about the gym leaders needing to be well-rounded. I'm just thinking here, most of the gym leaders specialize in one type. They are not well-rounded. They are very highly specialized.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in Pokemon and choice and moves, but what about an overall experience?
They have to be good battlers.
Yeah, they have to have a lot of battle experience, versus different kinds of trainers, different types of Pokemon.
But beyond battle experience, yeah, exactly. I don't think most gym leaders would do their own breeding or anything like that. They've got staff to do that for them.
Yeah, they're basically like a different version of a Pokemon master.
Yeah, but see, Misty is a young wannabe gym leader.
No, she is a bad gym leader. She's not a wannabe.
Well, she's not.
she is a gym leader now.
Gym is owned by her sister.
Yeah, but she's the one doing all the gym leading.
She is doing it. Well, now that she's not with the group.
Yeah.
But when she left to go with Ash, she was
the most competent one there.
I don't know. I must get better, maybe. I don't know how to say it.
I think she just didn't really know exactly what she wanted. I think even now, she's doing the gym mostly out of because she's good at it, because she's enjoying it, because she doesn't want her sister to screw everything up.
She does also.
There's not like, and she never really waxed poetic about how it's her dream to be a really great gym leader.
Yeah.
Hey, Jason, you wanted to say something earlier about a little thing?
Oh, well, I was going to mention when you were talking about how Misty said, I want to be the best at everything. Do we know for sure if that's actually revealing her true thoughts on that, or was that actually a line change? Because in Kanto, there were still a lot of changes being made to what the characters were saying at times.
That's very possible.
So would she have actually, you know, would she have said something with substance and four kids snipped it?
She didn't have a very long one in there anyway.
Yeah.
And why didn't they change it to I want to be the best gym leader if that was what she was trying to say?
Because it's four
or
kids.
Or I want to be the best water Pokemon.
It's for kids. They're the same people who
changed
she also added CG into movies.
Actually, after that, she said a bit about how she actually thinks she might want to be a doctor. But I don't know. Well, I guess we will have to look at how that compares to the original, because it doesn't seem like something they'd insert.
Getting back to Diamond and Pearl, where do you think Dawn's going to take the series?
Ooh, good question. I think actually she's already taking it into a new direction. I mean, she seems to be a lot more dynamic in the way that Misty was. I mean, Mei definitely had a distinct personality, but it was very cliche female, I would say. But
whereas
Dawn
comes off as bright and happy,
and
you know?
Determined, very determined.
She's not shy about doing stuff.
And she's not angry. She's, like, got a lot of will without being like, I'm going to kick your ass if you so much as
you
look
just reminded me. Remember on...
Oh, God, yeah. We don't...
Thank goodness.
Opening... We don't need emo characters on Pokemon.
Remember in the opening when May was sitting on that tree crying?
That was...
Did we ever find out why?
No, she was just being emo.
I don't know. It just seems to me that she wasn't in the right frame of mind to be the contest person, to be a Pokemon trainer.
I think she...
From the get-go, you know, from the very beginning.
Part of it is what it was, is I think... I know Scott talks a lot about how May is, like, this whole, like, same level as Ash. She definitely wasn't. I think the problem was that they kind of gave her some things that were... That, like, they would should have only given someone who was on that level, but at the same time also treating her like a secondary character. Like, that didn't really work. I think now that we have Dawn, they're really figuring out how to have a character that's almost on the same level as Ash. Like, she's definitely more comparable to a main character than May ever was, you know?
Her whole attitude is just so much more positive, I think. I mean, she's a happy-go-lucky type. Seems to enjoy the road trip and the whole encounter thing.
And I love how she...
Loves her Pokemon.
I love how her catchphrase is, don't give up. It's okay. That's right. It's okay.
You know, the contest thing with her is okay. I like the idea how she dresses up for it, which is really cool, because May didn't do that. She was just there and going, okay, we're going to win.
I never really cared about contests.
Wasn't
exciting. I still don't really care about contests. But
I don't either.
I think this is about the closest that I'm ever going to get to caring about contests.
She makes it more fun.
Oh, yeah,
that's
definitely.
What's cool about
she
it.
Does. She's way more fun than May was.
Not afraid. But, you know... Isn't her mom a contest queen of some sort?
Yeah.
Well, she comes
She's
from
a
contest background.
She's
a queen.
Yeah. We've had, what, 30 episodes now?
And
32
also,
episodes? Something
also,
like
that. I never personally had a problem against Max, but I think as, like, he was just crowding things out way even more. With May's imbalance of focus and her little brother to crowd out even more, I think there was this really... Really bad sense of balance.
Max didn't really have any purpose.
Yeah, but he was there, and they gave him. Yeah, he was there, but he was consuming attention, but he had no point.
The only thing he was good for is the Jirachi movie and that one Deoxys special.
Yeah, and stealing Brock
and Ralph's episode.
Look at a family. Okay, look at your little brother. Okay,
Max,
your little brother always wants to tag along. He was all right.
Yeah.
He was one of the best characters there. He's the one who calmed Lucario down when he was all pissed off.
He gave him a chocolate bar.
The simple chocolate bar and the smile. That was the smartest gesture I've ever seen in that show.
I think the thing that made Lucario so great for me was just the ballroom scene. Period.
Just the whole movie was great.
The whole movie was good. So.
Oh, it was. Yeah. But I think that the thing that really, really made the movie more than anything else was the ballroom scene. I mean, that was just so well done. It was better than like any other part of any other movie of all time.
There's just a lot of strong points in the movie that
made it one of the best.
I still gotta say that's my favorite.
It's a lot of people's favorite.
It is. A lot of people say, "Oh, there's no good movies until after the first two," and I'm like, "No, watch Lucario."
Yeah, 8 is indeed.
It's really weird because the one before it and the one after it are like the worst ones.
Yeah, I know.
It's like becoming.
Well, we've been saying for a while, Kai, the Pokemon movies have the Star Trek syndrome. Every other movie is bad. Dominant Pearl is going to do well.
It's already done.
I think we'll have a couple of years of it. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll have a lot more actual character development and a lot less filler.
We're going to see a lot of things happening with Paul and Ash. That's just going to be a lot. That's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because those two are two completely
opposites.
That's
going to be a great interaction.
Paul and Ash seems to be like the rivalry Ash and Gary were supposed to have.
Yes. Yeah. God, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So many people that don't like Paul and they want to see what's going to happen to him throughout the entire anime, see how he's going to change or see what he's going to do. Because he's got that, you know, I don't give a crap attitude.
I think one of the things that really gives this an improvement over any AG and Battle Frontier is that both Ash and the girl have a rival. I mean, all they have to do now is give a Brock a rival and everything will be perfect.
Well, the girl has two rivals.
Yeah. True.
Have we really ever figured out what Brock's present is what? For? Have we comic really ever life. Figured out why Brock
well,
is
he's
there?
He's just like the dictionary guy.
He plays like a double role. He's both like a figure that they look up to. Like he gives
right, I'm like a mentor
yeah,
type
he,
guy.
He like takes care of them, gives them advice, tells them things, calms out bites. But at the same time, he's also comic relief. Whenever Team Rocket's not being the comic relief, he's the one being the comic relief.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a whole nother subject.
He's the relief for the comic relief.
That's another thing.
Well, he's the big brother.
Team Rocket yeah. doesn't seem like they have a point anymore. I mean, they yeah. do, you know, with Pikachu and everything, but they're yeah. just mainly our comic relief.
I feel bad for Team Rocket. I love them as characters, but they're really doing nothing anymore.
Yeah.
No. It's a shame. Yeah, because they have a really good backstory.
No, I'm also wondering mm-hmm. too. Have we seen any signs of Galactic?
Not yet.
See, that'll be something else that we can look forward to and see what they're going to do with that.
Yeah,
because you know
time.
They ruined Team Aqua and Magma completely.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, they just didn't give enough
yeah,
focus.
They only used them
for
like three
you know.
Episodes, four episodes, and be like, oh well, they don't exist anymore after the whole Kyogre.
But maybe with thing. Diamond and Pearl video games being as hot as they are worldwide, that yeah. the Diamond and Pearl anime series will. Go back to the old Kanto style and follow the
yeah,
game a little more.
Maybe.
Well, we can only
Rocket
hope.
Doesn't do an yeah. extreme amount of stuff in Diamond and Pearl.
They seem to be doing that
more.
With.
I'm kind
so
of.
They seem to do a pretty extreme amount of stuff to me compared to the other groups we've seen previously.
Something.
Right. I mean, they play a big role in it, just like any
I gotta
of the other.
Say,
the guy's trying to destroy the universe. Come on.
I thought it was really cool when I heard about Team Galactic goals, but when I play the games, it seems really absurd. Like. These people are trying
it
to
does.
Remake the universe.
Yeah, especially when they say, I'm going to bomb.
And they're dressed ridiculously.
And they're like, I'm in this for a Clefairy. You're going to destroy the universe for a Clefairy.
Is there much more for this, or should we go into the question of the week?
I guess.
I'd say question of the week.
Yeah, we'd like to hear what people
I say.
I
so, too.
Enjoy hearing what all of our people have to say. So, now we are about to go into the question of the week.
Alright, and welcome to yet another wonderful question of the week. And the question of the week for last week was number one, game question. Eevee, what will you evolve your Eevee into? Okay, and question number two would be, which of the Pokemon series, story arcs, or whatnot, was your favorite? So, let's get right into it, and we have today Martian, who says, first off, they would breed to get loads of them, and then, why not, have one of each? Although their names are inspired by the eons, Eevee itself is their favorite. Martian even called their cat Eevee. Okay. Martian also says that Martian is not happy with the process of evolution for Leafeon and Glaceon. It should have been elemental stones. Oh, okay. That works. And Martian said, for the question number two, which series was the favorite? Johto, for the most amazing theme tune, and it was great. Last series with the classic crew, gotta love it. Okie dokie. And now, moving right on to Blaziken EX. Blaziken says, for the first question about Eevee, Umbreon. It looks and seems awesome, plus, I live for the idea of a moon Pokemon. You moon your Pokemon? Okay. And the favorite series would be, for Blaziken EX, Diamond and Pearl. Haven't seen much of it, only watched the dub, but hey, it seems awesome, apparently. I do have to agree with you there, man. I do think DP is nice. And now, Leafeon. Leafeon keeps her Eevee as is. In Fire Red, though, and in previous installments, Leafeon liked to experiment and save right after they obtained the Pokemon plus required stones, evolve it, see if they liked the looks or of the evolution or the new stats, and if they didn't, they could just start over and try again. Gotta love soft reset. And blue had a Vaporeon, yellow had a Jolteon, silver had an Espeon by breeding. And crystal had another Espeon, and for diamond, yeah, thinking Leafeon. What, a name like Leafeon? Why am I not surprised? Ookie dookie, and Leafeon says their favorite region would have to be Kanto. Kanto is, quote-unquote, where it all began, for the anime, for the games, for the world of Pokemon fans. Area left a mark on everyone. Alright, Jonoichi says, for Eevee, it's a tie between Umbreon and Leafeon. Umbreon because they liked it since Johto, and Leafeon because, well, it's probably their favorite overall out of all the evolutions. And the favorite saga would have to be DP and AG, both for having good fillers and interesting battles. Hey! And last but not least, we have Swampert Driplim Chatot. What a name. That is a mouthful every time I have to say it. Ookie says about Eevee, Leafeon definitely. It's cute, it's powerful, but its in-game cry is a bit strange. Like a knight of crickets. How about a knight of crickets? Zing! And how in the heck does it learn X-Scissor? I don't see any claws. Santa Claus? I didn't say it, Swampert Driplim Chatot said it. Quote unquote. But, I do have to agree. Now for the favorite anime series, Swampert Driplim Chatot has to say AG. Although 4Kids really started really dumbing it down then. I sadly can't remember much before AG except for those unforgettables like the Island of the Giant Pokemon. Oh, come on. 4Kids has been dumbing it down from the beginning. As I always say, they're the ones who called a blanking rice ball a donut. Yes, that's right, a donut. Called it other things too, just don't remember. But I do remember the donut. And to continue with what they said, sorry about getting off track. Oh no! Then again, surprisingly, no one else who posted has said this before. Any true fan would like all of them. And that's him! Or her. Whichever Swampert Driplim Chatot may be. Dookie dookie! And I do have to say, that is a darn good answer. A fan likes it all. Not because of who's voice acting, not because of this or not because of that. It's still Pokemon. It's still the same. It's still done by the same Japanese people over there in Japan. It has not changed just because the people who voice the characters or because some of the spots may have changed. If Ash and Pikachu are still in it, it's still Pokemon. End of story. Alright, and we're just going to do a two-parter this week, a two-part questions. First off is going to be the game question. This is going to be for all the people who, so far, have gotten DP. And we would like to know, what is your favorite Poketech app? And why? Okie dokie. And for the anime question of the week, if you had to censor rice balls in the Pokemon anime, what would you make them? Please don't say donuts, it's already been done! Grrr. But yeah, just think of something, you know, how about something like, you know, those yummy coconut things, macaroons. He can't say macaroons anymore, I just said it. And I absolutely love coconut macaroons. That would have been my choice. Now let's see what you guys have to say. Okie doke. And thank you, and once again, can't wait to read the replies to this question and read them on the next BobaCast. And until then, this is Sato, signing off.
Oh, man. These guys are always making me laugh. I enjoy, you know, the humor. I love seeing what these guys have to say. Each week, it seems
we get
like
some pretty good answers to the question.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I think, I think we have a good idea of what to have next week after that discussion we had earlier.
Yeah.
Mm.
A lot of good things to think of.
Great questions again. Yeah. Once again.
Are there any other topics, or should we go into the final thoughts?
Let's go final thoughts, because I'm done.
It's getting late. I have something to bring up, but I think you can wait till next week.
Just before we finish, then, I'd just like to remind everyone who's into the card game to check out the latest Poker Gym Roundtable podcast that they've released just this past week. I also made a little appearance in there talking about the TFG, if you might be interested in that as well. And, yeah, they're a great group, good supporters of us here, and if you're interested, make sure you download it.
Sounds great. Hey, speaking of the trading card game, for you trading card game fans out there, don't forget to check out your local game areas, game stores, comic stores, card stores, whatever, for the Diamond and Pearl pre-release tournament that's coming around here in the next couple of weeks. For those of you in America, anyways.
Yes, for those of you in Europe and in Australia, we're getting Diamond and Pearl just before or just after our nationals, so it'll be a little while yet. But everyone else getting Diamond and Pearl pretty much now-ish.
I imagine the game, the actual cards are going to be released this summer. They're just running the pre-release right now, so check it out. Make sure you go by your local game area. Or if you don't know where to find a place to play, go to op.pokemon-dcg.com, and they have a list of all the places that are running a pre-release.
All right. Anyone else have any final thoughts?
I just want to note this is going to be my last cast for quite some time. I know I'm not a big
contributor
to it, but yeah, see me gone for a while until I return to school.
Okay.
Oh, yes, that's
sad, but we'll miss you.
You'll be missed, James.
Yeah. Mm. On the plus side, though...
It's okay, we'll get somebody...
I think this... I'm currently finishing up with my classes here at college, so you're probably going to be able to see a lot more of me from now until the end of the summer. I don't know.
Yay,
and maybe more next year, considering my roommate's a little more nocturnal.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. I would also like to remind everyone of the web pages to visit. That would be PokemonPalace.net. That would also be PocketMonsters.net. And, of course, we cannot forget BulbaGarden.net. We also have chats for you to visit. If you have IRC, of course, you'll want to go to the server, irc.systemnet.info, and you can visit us at either Pound Bulb Garden. You can visit us also at Pound Pocket Monsters, and of course, an hour or so before the cast happens, visit us at Pound Bulb Cast. And if for some reason you've got to use Java, chat.bulbagarden.net is your gateway to all of us. So, I really appreciate everyone who's tuned in and listened to us this evening. That is my final thoughts for this evening.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a good night from all of us at Bulbacast. Well, I hope we'll all be hearing from you in the coming week, and that a few more of you who might decide to come on as call-ins. And until then, Janet.